I sat waiting in my car, lowering the rearview mirror. I applied another layer of cherry red lipstick and puckered my lips together. Soothing out my skin-tight black leather pants, I checked in the mirror, leaning upwards to make sure my breasts were nice and protruding out of my uniform shirt. I had the top three buttons undone, so there was plenty of juicy cleavage on show for his satisfaction. I looked up through the window as I saw him walking towards me. He looked a little nervous, and a smile crept over my lips. I licked them in anticipation. He was big. He had a nice bulge pressed against his tight, faded jeans that was teasing me, inviting me in. Today was going to be fun. Opening the car door, I stood up straight and tall, hands on my hips, pouting as I fixed a glare towards him. He stared straight back, and I could see him slightly sweating. He approached slowly, and he drew closer. He stopped in his tracks, and we stood staring at each other for a few seconds. At this point, I sprang into action. I knocked Dimitri into the hood of my car, twisted his arms behind his back, and slammed a pair of cuffs around his wrists. The man was strong and masculine, and yet he did not stand a chance against the fury of a purpose-driven Russian policewoman in a tight-fitting uniform. He struggled against the scorching hot hood of my car, but could not pick himself up. I giggled over his helplessness as I pinned him down, but I resisted the urge to give in to the fluttery emotion inside of me.
"Why am I being arrested?" he groaned. "Let go of me!"
"Come with me and you'll find out." My voice was too breathy for recognition, but he heard the words anyway. So I gingerly heaved him off the car, pulled him with me, and jaywalked him round to my glossy black Mustang awaiting us. Dimitri seemed to have no idea when to give up. He kept wiggling as I frog-marched him to my car. I clicked my tongue at him.
"I wouldn't do that if I were you. Resisting arrest will only make things worse for you."
"And I wouldn't hesitate to give you what you're asking for." My voice was crisp and clear, each word with the precision of a flaming bullet. I yanked open the left door to the passenger seat of my car and shoved him in. This time, he didn't try to resist. He sat still, his eyes on me as I shut the door. I walked around the car to the front passenger seat, ducked behind the wheel, and drove off to my apartment. We arrived in no time. I led him into my bedroom and shoved him into a wall so his hard, muscular chest was flat against the soft mounds on my chest. I wrapped the fingers of my right hand around his neck and grabbed his right hand with my left hand. He gasped, but did not say a word.
"You're gonna save yourself now, Dimitri," I clicked my tongue.
"Dimitri, no way. Only a real man deserves a name so masculine. So I'll call you Lada. That's what a sissy like you deserves." He swallowed a lump in his throat. I could tell my words were hitting home, exactly what I needed.
"What would you have me do?" he asked.
I smiled at him, and then I took a step back. I shoved my right hand into the front pocket of my pants and retrieved a butterfly knife. His eyes widened at the sight of it.
"Wait," he sniffed. "What are you..."
His question died on his lips when I moved in for my first slice. I sliced open his shirt and let the fabric drop to the floor. With the handcuffs in place, slicing the fabric was the only way to rid him of it. Once his torso was completely bare, I proceeded to unbelt his pants. I yanked his pants down his legs and looked up to meet his gaze.
"Take off your shoes, Lada," I ordered.
In his inability to use his hands, taking off his shoes posed a challenge, but he took them off anyway, bringing a smug smile to my face. "And your pants," I said. "Take them off completely." I watched gleefully as he stepped out of his pants and stood barefooted. My eyes zeroed in on his cock. It had lost some of its flaccidity, but was nowhere as hard as it should be. I wrapped my fingers around it and weighed it in my hand. His girth filled my hand completely, but I decided against letting him in on my awe. Emasculate him. That was the goal.
"Oh, sissy," I said. "This is barely even a cock. It would be totally unwise to want to fuck a woman with this."
I ran my fingers along his shaft and felt each throb of his veins beneath my fingers. "Unless," I trailed off and stared into his eyes to build up his anticipation for the words I had left unspoken.
"Unless?" he asked. "Unless you were trained first."
I tightened my grip on his cock, squeezing hard enough to elicit a gasp through his parted lips. I advanced towards my bed and pulled him by his cock. He followed like a loyal dog.
"Here is your training, Lada."
I whirled him around and shoved him onto the bed so he lay flat on his back. I reached into a special box that was on the floor and retrieved my secret and very favorite weapon, my whip.
"Are you ready for a spanking of your life, you naughty, naughty boy?"
Taking the whip, I let it come down on his bare-ass cheeks. I didn't do it too hard, but enough for him to cry out in pleasure. This one loved to be spanked, and I was more than happy to deliver.
"Oh, you want another one, you bad, bad boy. Detective Zoya is very unhappy with you. You need to be taught a lesson."
"Oh, yes, Detective Zoya, more, please, more," he cried out in desperation.
I let the whip rain down on his naked butt again, and he moaned out in sheer pleasure. A few more times, and I decided to take things to the next level. It only took a moment for me to rid myself of my clothes, and half a moment to secure a strip-on dildo around my waist. Dimitri's brows darted around his hairline at the sight of this big, black cock, which would soon devour him. But before he could react, I mounted the bed and found my way between his legs.
"Oh, Lada,"
I ran my fingers along his cock and then all the way down to his ass crack.
"I'm going to fuck you so hard you gape like a dirty little bitch."
I bent his legs towards his face so his knees hovered above his torso. Now his ass was bare to my cock. It craved the protruding tip of the big black cock, so I shoved it right in. But that was only after I had prepared his ass with a generous bit of my spit.
"Fuck yes, Lada,"
I groaned, my voice outdoing his moans of pleasure.
"Take my big black cock inside your ass, you dirty little bitch. Come on, take it. You love it when I fuck your ass, don't you?"
His anal muscles stretched around my cock, urging me to go deeper. Once I was fully in, I started to thrust in and out of him. I watched his eyes glisten with tears of pleasure as I fucked him as hard as I dared. But, like all good things, my moment with him had to end. The man had only paid for a half hour with me, a professional dominatrix who had fulfilled his sexual fantasy of being fucked by a sexy cop. I knew, though, that I had just found a loyal client. Dimitri would be back for more.